The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And you've got two recommendations for us today, one lunch and the other breakfast.
Yeah, and really, either one of them can be eaten at any time of day. And the reason why I'm doing these is Birch and Muesli is one of them, right? Which is kind of like an overnight oats, I suppose. Yeah. That's the trendy name for it now. But it's actually a dish that a Swiss nutritionist came up with back in the 1900s to help people that were ill, because there's loads of really good nutritious things in there. And we've had it on the breakfast buffet. I mean, I don't think I've ever worked in a hotel where I haven't made it. But it's on our breakfast buffet in the hotel, and it's very popular. So it's super simple to make. It's literally just putting ingredients together and then popping it into the fridge. And I would advise, make it once, this recipe. If you like it, just double the recipe or triple the recipe, and it live in the fridge for three or 4 days, and you can just tip away at it. So you need 100 grams of porridge oats or rolled oats. You need 40 grams of mixed nuts, whatever you like. I'm suggesting cashews and pecans here and almonds, but whatever you want, and then just give them a rough chop. A teaspoon of chia seeds, and they kind of change the texture of it a little bit. Like when they get wet, they kind of swell up a little bit. A quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 good tablespoons of natural yogurt or flavoured yogurt if you wish, 100 mils of coconut milk or any milk that you like. I actually just like the flavour that coconut milk goes in. It's not for any dietary reasons. A teaspoon of maple syrup or honey. An orange that I want you just to peel and segment, and then just squeeze the little bit that's left over in there. 10 raspberries or blueberries or strawberries or whatever. And then an apple, you don't need to peel it, just grate it and pop it in. And a sliced banana. All you do is put all the dry ingredients, so the oats, the nuts, the seeds, into a bowl, and the cinnamon. Then you put in the nuts and the rest of the dry ingredients. Then you add in the yogurt, the milk and the honey. And it's going to look like it's too thick.
Yeah.
But as it goes into the fridge, the orange bleeds into it, and so on and so forth. Leave it for 15 minutes and it's ready to eat. Or preferably if you make it the day before, because it kind of goes a little bit more creamy. And then just before you serve it, add in the orange segments and the apple, if you're going to eat it on the day. And then put it into a bowl, top it with lots of berries and some chopped banana. And it's really a delicious way of having porridge. So I just think it's quite a nice thing to do at this time of year.
Very good. Okay. My daughter Nicole does this pretty much
every day. No, it's very good.
Now, let's talk about frittata. What's a frittata?
So frittata is basically an open set omelette. So if you think of an omelette, it's that folded kind of moon-shaped classic French dish, right? So, but a frittata is something that you make open. So an omelette size pan, really worth investing in a non-stick pan. I think I've said it on the show before. I have a pan at home that I only use for cooking eggs, just because it just makes life so much easier. It's just a small non-stick pan. So this is where I'd make that. And then for the recipe, what you're going to need is 6 large eggs, a little bit of sea salt and freshly ground black pepper, some 200 grams, so a couple of potatoes that I want you to peel, dice, toss in a little olive oil, pop them into the oven and roast them until they're tender. A red onion that you're going to peel and slice, and 150 grams of washed baby spinach, some chopped parsley just for a bit of seasoning, and some watercress. And then I'm making this one with goat's cheese. So whatever goat's cheese you like. I particularly like Saint-Ola, which is over from the west of Ireland. You preheat the oven to 160, crack the eggs into a bowl, give them a gentle whisk, season them with salt and pepper, and then put your small pan on, little bit of olive oil, saute off your onions until they're soft, add in your potato, add in your spinach and your parsley. When your spinach starts to wilt, you add in your egg and then just gently warm it in the pan. You're not scrambling the eggs, you're just bringing it so there's a little bit of heat.
Okay.
Put the goat's cheese on the top, pop it into the preheated oven, and you're going to bake it in the oven for about 10 to 12 minutes at 160. And what happens is it sets into this little pancake kind of shape. Take it out, leave it cool in the pan for a couple of minutes, out onto a chopping board. You can cut it in half or into quarters and eat it warm, or even, it's actually really nice if you have a cold. And then I just like to dress a little bit of peppery watercress and some olive oil, squeeze a lemon, and then any little bits of the goat's cheese that's left.
What are the hazards in this now? You might scramble the eggs by mistake.
I'd say that it doesn't matter if you do that. The hazards are if the pan is too hot. So with an omelette, you should make an omelette from start to finish in about 15 seconds. It's something that happens really quickly in a real hot pan, where in a frittata, it's a lower, more gentle heat because you don't want the bottom of it to be really crispy. You just want it to kind of set. Think of if you were making like a creme brulee or something, you just want it to set. So it's kind of a gentle type of cookery.
But it's not a disaster if you...
No. The other one is like a Spanish omelette or a Spanish frittata. They tend to cook them a little bit harder and get a crust on them. I like a little bit more of a gentle approach, that you just get the eggs to set really creamy. And again, if you don't like spinach or you don't like blue goat's cheese, you can put whatever you want in it. It's really the technique of this set egg omelette open.
And it'd be quite a filling lunch, I think.
Lovely, yeah. It's delicious, yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Very good. Yeah. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annatara The Marker and at Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.